It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome live to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. I'm Dan Manley along with Glenn Leverage as we get ready for the lower bracket of the quarterfinal round coming up here tonight. We've got two teams, Great Crossing and Lyon County, that have punched their tickets for tomorrow's semifinals, and four more teams that are going to battle tonight to see who will be back again tomorrow. And we'll start off tonight with the Camels of Campbell County and coming out of Harlan County, the Black Bears. So those are the first combatants tonight. In case you missed the earlier games today, it was Great Crossing easily over Magoffin County, 83-48, and then Lyon County knocked out Adair County 80-65. Right after Harlan County and Campbell County play tonight, it'll be Louisville Trinity and Evangel Christian to battle. Evangel Christian also coming from the Louisville area. We'll be back and catch up with the head coaches from Harlan and Campbell counties. We'll have those coaches with us when we return to Rupp Arena after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Here, Rupp Arena. Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Black Bears of Harlan County, is with us. And coach, hey, survive in advance. That's the tournament story here, and you've been able to do that. You're in the quarterfinal round now. And how did you feel about the way your team played overall in that opening round?
I was pleased the way we defended, the way we battled Warren Central on the boards. That was our two main concerns, Just happy that they performed under the bright lights for the first time.
What's it been like? This is a short turnaround for a big game, isn't it? I mean, everybody, you get used to it, but
it is. We don't know. We hadn't seen Campbell County. Got a couple films, watched film, done a walkthrough today, and that's the way it is though in tournament time. They're up north. We're in the eastern part of the state, so just gotta go with it.
Trent Noah put on quite a show here last night. You said before the game that you thought he was Mr. Basketball. I think in most years, without a Travis Perry, he was a Mr. Basketball.
Yeah, he's a special player. Just really proud of him, the rest of our teammate, his teammates. You know, they've worked so hard to get to this moment, you know, and they're excited to be able to play in the quarterfinals.
Everybody around Kentucky right now that's seen him play, and he's kind of been the talk of the tournament. Did Kentucky make any effort to recruit him?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hey, that's good enough an answer. I don't need any more than that, but I mean, I think a lot of people are certainly thinking, boy, they hate to see him go down to South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, you know, those guys really recruit him pretty heavy, and he likes the coaching staff there, and the culture Coach Parrish is bringing to that program, and just excited for him. You know, he's going to do great things there.
Campbell County is fundamental. They're physical. They're strong. They're not going to beat themselves tonight. I mean, you really know what you're going to get, don't you?
Yeah, I was really impressed with them last night against Newport, against a much larger team, you know, bigger team, and just you can tell they're really well coached, and they got a lot of kids that just play extremely hard, and they're very, very sound fundamentally, like you said.
There is a mentality among athletes that grow up near a river, that grow up in the mountains. I don't know if I can even define it, but what's the mountain basketball mentality? Do you know what it is?
I just think it's just toughness, playing with toughness. You know, the area we come from, you know, a lot of hardworking people throughout the years, and, you know, and that's kind of the way we try to play.
Talk a little bit about the style of this game. Will you try to speed this game up as much as you can, you think?
Well, I think any game that we play in our style, we're not going to change what we do offensively. We're going to try to push the tempo. You know, we always try to tweak a few things defensively, but we're going to try to push the ball up and down the floor.
What do you tell a player like Noah Trent going into a game? I mean, do you ever say, hey, take every good shot you get? Do you have to say anything to him much?
We just trust him to make the right play. He's such an intelligent player. That's the one thing that I think a lot of people leave out when they talk about, you know, how athletic a kid is or how well they do this or that. You know, IQ means a lot.
One of the most overlooked aspects of the game of basketball, I think, is certainly ability to pass the basketball well, and he's got that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he sees the floor really well, and he's always looking for the guy when he gets a rebound. And, you know, like I said, Trent to be himself.
Is Trent the vocal leader of this team, or is there somebody else that kind of steps up and does that?
He's took on more of that role this year. He's kind of a quiet kid. Huff, he's our point guard. He's kind of more of a vocal kid and likes to, communicate with the guys. But Trent's definitely took on more of a role like that this year.
Are you glad we've got a three-point shot?
I am. I better not say I wish we had a shot clock, but maybe it'll come to that one day. I just think the game of basketball, you know, it's more fun for the fans to watch, more fun for the kids to watch, you know, if the game's up and down.
Did you have much communication with your dad since yesterday?
I talked to him yesterday. He said his only thing he sent me back on the message was just get them ready.
Get them ready. What are you doing? What's going to be are you a big pep talk guy?
I'll give a few, you know. I've got pretty emotional with this team the last week. You know, I just wanted this so bad for them to get here. And, you know, I just told them before we went out on the floor, just be yourselves and have fun.
When you come from Eastern Kentucky to this tournament, you're representing a lot more than just one school, one coach, one group of players, aren't you?
No, we're representing our whole county, you know, even the guys that played before the school consolidated, you know, Cumberland, Everts, and Kaywood, you know, we're representing those guys, too, that maybe never had a chance to be here. And we're playing for more than just ourselves.
Kyle Jones, good luck to you tonight, and I'll be back here tomorrow. Maybe you want to join me?
I hope.
I hope you'll be there.
Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Harlan Black Bears. We'll catch up with the head coach of Campbell County when we come back here. We'll do that after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Back here at Rupp Arena, Brent Sauer, the head coach of the Camels of Campbell County. And Brent, what did it, is this a job you kind of been waiting on, thinking, hey, one of these days, I think I'll be the head coach at Campbell County, maybe?
It was a dream, maybe, but, I mean, I was fine. Like, Coach Russell's such a legend. Working under him, I learned so much. I originally got into education. I was like, I'll just teach, and then it all worked out. It's funny the way life goes, and now here I am at Rupp Arena, so it's been awesome.
You, when the game starts, Brent Sauer kind of, I hope you take this in a good way, but you kind of become a different guy, don't you?
I do. I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve, so I become a little bit more amped up and things like that, but that's just who I am. Those competitive juices get flowing.
Even though coaching changed, you're doing a lot of the same stuff, aren't you?
Defensively, we're definitely just keeping those basic principles. I work by the mantra, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Your scouting report on Harlan County, what do you tell your players?
I mean, we're not going to shut down Trent Noah. He's a fantastic player, but we got to limit him. We got to make him work. So that's that's what we got to do. So
yeah. I'll send you to midcourt, and I'll be back tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk longer.
Hope so. Thank you.
Coach Brent Sauer, the head coach of the Camels of Campbell County. And don't go away. We'll be back. Lynn Leverage will have a lot of pregame information for us coming up. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16 from Rupp Arena here on the Gateway Sports Network. Back in 2 minutes.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. with dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
I didn't calculate how far it is from Harlan County to Campbell County, but it's a pretty good distance. These two schools, you know, they are not teams that would normally ever play each other, but I think they're a lot alike. These are two physical clubs, and Glenn Leverage, good evening. We're going to see, based on the way this game has been officiated so far, this is going to be a physical game.
It is, and I think that's a good preface, especially what we saw today with, you know, Adair and Lyon County. I really enjoyed your comments there with Coach Souter and Coach Jones, and their respect and appreciation they have for each other. But growing up in Eastern Kentucky, well, a lot of times we compare all the way to Pikeville to Paducah. But he did make, he said, we, you know, it's a good point. Campbell County, comparing to Harlan, I'm an Eastern Kentucky native. I love that basis. But he did paint a good picture I hadn't thought about before. So they know very little about this team. But I always like to study who they've played, in particular within the Sweet 16 and who they played within the year. And you don't see a lot of overlap between these two teams and who they play.
Tell us a little bit about these two clubs. Break them down for us, if you would.
All right, I sure will. Campbell County representing Region 10. They beat George Rogers Clark in the final of Region 10. They are the Camels. Their colors are purple, gold, and white. They represent Region 10, Alexandria, Kentucky. 1,546 students, good size school. And the coach who Dan interviewed is Brent Souter. They defeated a very strong Newport team last night. You've heard Newport referenced so much, and you know right there Newport is in Campbell County. Newport won the Class A. They defeated Sayre in their opening game, defeated Lyon County. So Campbell, as Dan said, has a strong basis. They're very strong. They're very physical. They don't shy away from physical contact. They've got a good balance of inside the paint and also scoring from the three-pointer as well. Dan, let's go to Harlan County and see who they're going to play. That's the Black Bears. I heard from several people this weekend that their athletic facility is absolutely amazing.
And I had a chance to be there.
I haven't either, but a lot of comparison to others, including George Rogers Clark, but they're 31-4. They are the Black Bears. A lot of people always remember the Harlan School, Independent School, the Green Dragons. And this is Everett's and Cumberland. They are Cardinal, Black and Silver, representing Region 13, 942 students. Kyle Jones is the coach, and Dan just interviewed him. This is their second appearance. Dan, you made a good point. I've heard more comments on press row and in the corridors. Trent Noah, 6'6" guard, he's already signed with South Carolina, averages 30 points per game. I think he had 35 last night and 11 rebounds, a quick double-double. All-time leading scorer. He beat Charles Thomas, who was a Mr. Basketball left-hander from Harlan, who went on to Minnesota to play for Clem Haskins, made it to the Final Four. So he's here. I see Charles a lot. So he made me aware that Trent was going to break his record, and he was happy for him. So it's just a really good opportunity. Maddox Huff, 6'2" junior guard, averages 18 points a game. They're well balanced. I was very impressed with what I saw them do today, and I really think your comment about how matched these two teams are. From the games we've seen so far, setting for the stage tomorrow for the Final Four, it just seems on paper and the ability which you and I have seen these two teams play that they are as evenly matched and competitive against each other with offsetting skill sets of both going inside and outside. You know, I really love what Coach Jones, he said, you know, we survive in advance. They defeated a very strong Warren County Central team, Dan, that you and I did Wednesday night. I like this comment about being trust. And they are player-led. And I loved the questions that you asked about Trent and his role and outspoken that they are. But great feedback, great way to set the stage from the coach's comments. So that's kind of a recap on what we're going to see today between Harlan County, Region 13, and Campbell County Camels, Region 10.
Trent Noah comes into tonight's game having scored 1,073 points here in his senior season. So, I mean, he is he's averaging 30 points a game. I mean, just almost dead on over the course of this season. And he is a terrific shooter. I mean, he puts you don't get that number of points if you're not hitting the basket a whole bunch. And, yeah, he's taking a lot of shots, but, boy, he's an 89% free throw shooter from the three-point line. He's hitting 41%. And overall, from the field, he's hitting 56%. He is also the leading rebounder. He averages a double-double. In addition to averaging those 30 points, he's also averaging 10.5 rebounds per game. And yet, the big thing when you have a player like that, it's still a team game. But the thing we see out of Harlan County is the fact that, his group plays around him so well. It's like they know, hey, if Trent Noah has the ball, if Trent Noah can get a good shot, Trent Noah is expected to try to put the ball in the basket. Therefore, from a teammate standpoint, they all know when to go to the glass. They all know when to try to make themselves open. They all know when to head back down the court or be ready to.
Right.
Those kind of things makes it, I think, it's a very easy game to play for everybody to have success and to be a part of the deal if they buy into the fact that they do have a really high-quality scorer who most nights out has the potential to get about half of the points that they're going to put up there. On the other side of the ledger for Campbell County, it's a much more balanced game for them. They're going to hang their hat on defense a little bit more than Harlan County. I think if this game gets into the upper 60s, and we haven't, you know, when you think about the way this tournament has gone, in the opening round, nobody got more than 72. I think if you start out this game, you say, somebody's going to score 75 points in this game. Guess what? It's not going to be Campbell County. They're not going to get there. But that doesn't mean that Campbell County can't win this game. They've got a great shot because we could see a game right now that where the winner has 55 points maybe. It could be that type of a game. There's a big difference between 55 and 65 points. It may only be 10 points on the board, but the reality of it is, you know, when this game gets above 60 points, advantage starts going, I think, to Harlan County in the contest.
Campbell is, they're not passive, they're not reactionary, but they're, and it's not wait and see, but we know the speed and intensity with which Harlan plays, and we know the good shooting teams are coming from the mountains, but Campbell kind of, they kind of used the first half of the first quarter to get a feel, an adjustment, and then Coach Souter kind of gets them to adapt to what the environment is with the team. Whereas I think Harlan is going to set the initiative for what they want. It's going to be interesting to see how offset that is with Campbell County.
And they'll hope to get a double-double out of Connor Weinel, I can tell you that.
Yes, yes.
Although they're, again, very balanced scoring, he averages about 15.5 points a game for this Campbell County squad. We have the teams going to their benches right now. Harlan County in white uniforms for their home team on the board. Maroon numerals, maroon and black trim. Campbell County down the way, dressed in the dark purple uniforms with white numerals. And let's get ready to join the public address announcer, and we're going to get our national anthem before we get the introduction of starting lineups. Not quite as big a crowd as we had this afternoon, but a really nice crowd is coming in here.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand and remove your caps as Ja'Kayla Pettis of Hopkinsville High School
pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have had the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the guns bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
We are we're located right behind the Harlan County bench tonight. So we'll be watching as Coach Jones and his team operate during the timeouts, and we always look forward to that. Sometimes, as it was the case early afternoon, they didn't want us to see. Yeah, they had a little young man. Hey, they gave him a job. He had held a towel up to so nobody could steal the sign, so to speak. That young man had a good job for Lyon County today. Let's go back to the public address
announcer
for starting lineups.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the Bluegrass, for quarterfinal round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's game features the champions of Region 10, the Camels of Campbell County. And the champions of Region 13, the Black Bears of Harlan County. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Campbell County, at forward, number 21, Cole Johnson. For Harlan County, at forward, number 12, Caleb Johnson. For Campbell County, at forward, number 23, Nate Smith. For Harlan County, at forward, number 42, J.C. Carter. For Campbell County, at center, number 25, Connor Winell. For Harlan County, at guard, number 1, Reggie Cottrell. For Campbell County, at guard, number 12, Brock Sorgenfry. For Harlan County, at guard, number 2, Trent Noah. For Campbell County, at guard, number 15, Garen Jackson. And for Harlan County, at guard, number 3, Maddox Huff. And introducing the head coaches for Campbell County, the head coach is Brent Salder. And for Harlan County, the coach is Kyle Jones. Your officials are Jamie Bailey, Marty Gibson, and Tyler Winsett. And the alternate official is James Johns.
Another good crowd in here tonight. Again, it's not quite as large as the crowd earlier today, I think. But it's a good crowd. Harlan County off to our left in the end zone. Campbell County, they've got a bunch of folks. They're dressed in black uniforms.
And so are their fans. Yeah, look at this.
You know, they're beautiful uniforms. I just don't like a lot of teams have started using black as a base color on a road uniform.
There's no trim with theirs. There's no trim.
They're white numerals, barely trimmed in gold, barely rimmed in purple. Just not much color at all, and we're about ready to go here. It'll be Campbell County moving right to left on your dial in this opening half of play into jump center. Connor Weinel, 6'4", senior, and he moves in against Trent Noah. And the tip is controlled by Harlan County. Noah went up and slapped it in backcourt. They list Noah at 6'6", and that's probably accurate. And here, top of the key, a wide-open three is up, and it's no good, put up by J.C. Carter. But the rebound, Noah battling for it. The official kind of got in his way, but on the far side, he goes out of bounds to Campbell County. The Campbells will come down and have a chance to draw first blood in this game. Handling the ball for the Campbells, Garen Jackson, 5'11", 150-pound junior. His brother's keeping score. His brother played at Campbell County. Still a young guy. He's now at Northern Kentucky University, he told me. Driving into the lane, but caught off is Connor Weinel. Nobody really down under the basket right now. They're working out on the perimeter, driving down the right baseline, putting up a shot that's no good, but rebounded by Nathan Smith. Now Jackson moving along the left baseline. He gets cut off, gives it out in the corner to Brock Sorgenfrey. Nothing there, so great defense being played by Harlan County right now. Cross-court pass, and there's a shot out of the left corner. Three is up and good by Nathan Smith, 6'3", 190-pound junior, and it's a 3-0 lead for Campbell County.
That's so Campbell County, Dan, just what they did. Patience.
Here for Harlan County, pass down low on the baseline, turning, putting a shot up close, and it's no good by Maddox Huff. They battle for the rebound, a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it with Campbell County. Got a good entry pass made by Noah to get the ball down close, but unable to finish it off as Maddox Huff. Right. Defensively, Harlan County is going to line up, and they are man-to-man defensively, I think. There's a soft jumper put up that's no good just to the right of the lane by Sorgenfrey. Back the other way. Coming in is Maddox Huff. And now Trent Noah spins on the free throw line. Jumper is off the iron. Rebounded by Jackson. Got what I would call a good look, but what's not a good look
for
him?
Trent.
Here's Jackson. Sends it left corner. Driving the left baseline is Johnson. William Cole Johnson didn't have anything. Gave it back outside to Jackson. Now driving down through the lane, getting open under there, putting it up and in is Nathan Smith. And Campbell County has taken a 5-0 lead. There's a deep three by Trent Noah that's good. That was
that's a logo three, Dan.
That's a logo three.
That's a logo three. What a great release. Such strength, too. All of his wrists. Great follow through.
5-3. Here's Garen Jackson being defended by Caleb Johnson. Down the left corner, Sorgenfrey. Well, Coach Jones really wanted a traveling violation there. He left his feet, didn't he?
He did left his feet.
He went up for a jump shot and came back down, but the official didn't acknowledge it or spot it, and it will go to Campbell County as the ball got knocked away and out of bounds.
And the three officials were all on top of it. They didn't see it, but
here's Jackson dribbling to the free throw line, hands it outside, driving in through the lane. Connor Weinel now down on the left side, driving the baseline, forcing up a shot.
Boom.
Trying to draw a foul, I think, was William Cole Johnson. No call there.
Noah.
Back the other way.
Noah had all hands on.
Noah fires a three.
Boom!
Trent Noah.
We're going to see him in the SEC, Dan, for the next, two at least? South Carolina signee Trent Noah, 6'6", a good 6'6".
6'5", first lead for Harlan County. Runner down the lane is good. Garen Jackson went right down in the heart of the defense, put it up and in, gives his team a lead back at 7-6. Now, Noah, they cover him up outside, turning, and there is a three put up left short by Huff. Maddox Huff couldn't get it down. The rebound is Sorgan Fry. Now Jackson takes it, top of the key. Sorgan Fry fires a three. No good, in and out. Nobody under that time for Campbell County. Here's Noah going to bring it down, being defended as he comes by Nathan Smith. Goes behind a screen, gives it back on the right side. There's an open three that is no good, put up by Caleb Johnson. Rebound, back up,
oh,
no good.
Cottrell.
Cottrell got it again. Cottrell back up, and it won't go down. And the rebound put back up by Noah, no good. He rebounded again, lifted it up, no good.
Boy,
six
attempts.
Campbell County. Yes, I'll carry your shooting percentage. Really helps rebounding. Down the other end, Sorgan Fry missed a shot, fell to the ground. Rebound to Campbell County. Outside, jumper is put up no good by Connor Weinel, and it goes out of bounds. And now Campbell County is going to get their third shot at a field goal here. And again, they are really letting them play, folks.
It's amazing to me to watch Cottrell. Every scouting report is just how tenacious he is.
Sorgan Fry, a three off the left wing there.
Oh.
There's a steal by Campbell County. Pass off to Jackson. Missed his shot. Rebound is gathered in by J.C. Carter. So it's a 10-6 lead right now, the advantage. As Campbell County out on top of Harlan County. Down low, beautiful feed, laying it up and in.
Coach Jones called that play.
Up.
He called that play. Three offset, used Noah as a deceptive, and Noah dished it off. I like what Coach Jones says, our vocal guy, the leader, Huff.
10-8, our score. Jackson, left side, drives down the baseline. Sees it back out to Smith, drives through the lane. Three from the right side is put up no good by William Cole Johnson, and with the rebound, Maddox up. Heads down for Harlan County, dumps it down inside. Trent Noah turns, puts up a 12-footer, good. Just a little spinning move. He's got eight, and we are tied at 10 apiece. Just 2:45 left to play in this opening quarter.
Man, he's got the strength and maturity, too, Noah. At 6'6", he's, what would you guess, 210 maybe?
More like 220, I'd say. Runner in the lane by Garen Jackson.
That's two.
He puts in his second field goal, and it's 12-10. Campbell County back on top.
He's got that floater.
Here's Maddox, dumps it into Trent Noah, turns, and now he goes up from 15 feet. Jumper good. He's got 10.
Man, it's amazing.
We're tied at 12 apiece.
10 players on the floor, they're all so good, but it's amazing how one player can just separate himself.
If hair length is worth anything, Harlan County, I like them. Going for the basket, we get a foul called.
I don't know what the extent of Cottrell's right wrist is, but they say that he's playing well, but it's just amazing. That's his right-hand favorite, how tenacious he is.
We get a timeout on the floor. Minute 59 to play in this opening quarter. 12-12, Harlan County and Campbell County will be back in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky is notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Lemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Coming into the game for Harlan County, Brody Napier, and the free throw is up and no good, put up by Nathan Smith. Out of the lineup for Harlan County, Caleb Johnson. Second free throw, and it rattles around but does stay in.
He used all the rim on both of those shots.
Campbell County back to a 13-12 lead. Harlan County heads down with a basketball. Maddox up over the left side, goes inside and powering it up and missing the shot in there. Close was Trent Noah.
Uh-oh.
Now Noah comes up with a steal. Holy dunk. Jams it with both hands.
Unhappy. He missed the little roller, spun around, met the ball, and dunked it.
14-13. He's got a dozen in this first quarter with 1:27 to go.
What a steal. What a steal. And what hops. What elevation.
Here's Jackson outside near the left hash. Gives it up. Over on the right they go. Jackson gets it back. Dribbles, goes through over on the left wing. Zach Franzen, a 6'1 junior in the game right now for Campbell County. And driving for the basket is Jackson up off the glass. Good.
Three penetrations in a row. Jackson. Use the board that time.
15-14. There is a three up and rounds around and comes out. No good for Maddox Huff. Long pass down the left side. Franzen drives to the baseline. Cut off by Huff in the lane. Little short jumper. Good. Wide open. Nathan Smith broke in there. Took the quick pass. Put it up and in. 17-14 Campbell County with a three-point advantage. They've led by as many as four. And we're down to 35 seconds remaining in the quarter. And possession arrow is with Harlan County. Huff goes inside and trying to put it in a little reverse layup, and he missed it.
He'd been better than just going straight up into the body of the other player.
Maybe too far under the basket
too
there.
Too far under.
Campbell County, 18 seconds to go, and they'll play for the last shot as Brent Souter way down off to our right, directing traffic, and now Jackson has the ball. We're down to 8 seconds. Teams wait awfully late, I think.
I do too.
Yeah, Jackson now goes for the basket, and he missed his shot, and the rebound is taken, and there, what a heave. Didn't hit the backboard, but almost did from goal to goal by Maddox Huff. I think he's upset. He missed some shots there in that first quarter. We're at the end of one. It's Campbell County 17, Harlan County 14, and we'll be right back here at Rupp Arena in just a minute.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
In terms of the way the brackets fell, Harlan County got to play an 11 a.m. game yesterday. Campbell County played the last game last night. They got it away at 8:30. And again, what that does, I don't think it hurts Campbell County. They'll use a few more players. But for Harlan County, I think that was a real plus because they don't like to go down their bench much.
I agree.
They'll play a player and maybe two at best off the bench. So little extra rest for them helps them coming into this game.
That's a big variance, Dan.
Harlan County, they try to get it. It's taken away. and then dribbled out of bounds over on the far sideline. The guy who made the steal was...
Yeah, foul, huh?
Foul is up number three.
Huff. Zach Franzen made the steal, and Maddox Huff gets called for the foul. Huff lost the ball, and he was trying to make a little bounce pass in there to Trent Noah and gave it up. Here they go. There is the ball in the hands of Nathan Smith. And now Connor Weinel, who has not been involved in this game much. Left corner, Smith fires a three, too hard.
Air ball. And the pass
to Trent Noah goes under, goes in, goes up, lays it up and in with the left hand, draws
down.
Oh,
man, is that strength?
That is strength right there. Boy, he powered that ball.
He had two on one, complete elevation, switched the ball. He's right-handed in midair to his left hand, wrist off the board, pure strength. They both were hanging on him.
Yeah, he's... The combination of strength, and it's as if the ball is really just an extension of him. He has great control in handling the ball.
He does.
Under pressure. The three-point play for him gives him 15 of the Harlan County 17 points here early, and we're tied at 17 apiece. Right back. We were tied at 10. We're tied at 12. Tied at 17. Right side. I'm driving along the baseline. Franzen cut off, puts it up anyway, and it goes in.
Good English. That's a term you and I have used all of our life off the board. That English brought it in.
Zach Franzen puts Campbell County back into the lead. Here is Noah Jackson now off the top of the key. Reggie Cottrell.
Oh, that's a trip. Well, he went down. And well, I'll let you describe that one, Dan.
Yeah, the foul is going to be on Zach Franzen. And starting to drive from the right side of the lane going across was Maddox Huff. And, hey, he really kind of, I think Franzen just kind of fell down in front of him and then rolled him over.
Oh.
Entry pass, they try to get it inside. Trent Noah, they take it away. Jackson goes down, lays it up and in.
Jackson doesn't shoot from the floor, but he's got it in the paint. That's four for him. I mean, four field goals.
21-17 the lead for Campbell County. 6:40 left here in the first half. They dump it down low to Trent Noah, right baseline. Moves in toward the goal, fans it out. Ball fake on the three. Back to Noah, top of the key. Three
Goodness
is good.
Gracious, man.
He is locked in, folks.
I hope that Dan and I are not losing in translation what we're experiencing by this future South Carolina Gamecock signee.
He's got 18 of 20, and again, his teammates, they're just saying, feed the beast, folks. Franzen in the left corner gives it back on the perimeter to Nathan Smith, and now Jackson takes it. Over on the right side, it's Xavier Francher is in the game right now. Left corner, Franzen fires a three, another with the bottom of the net.
Quick release. He barely got that ball off.
Franzen has five, and it's 24-20. Driving in, Maddox Huff missed a shot but got fouled, and he's going to get a chance to go to the line. The foul is going to be on Franzen. That's his second foul. Only three fouls on Campbell County here in this first half and in this quarter, and it's going to send Maddox up to the free throw line for two shots. The coaches, I sense, are a little bit upset with Maddox up because they think the shot selection has not been very good for him.
Yeah.
And yet, I think what's happening is Maddox up is just saying, "Gosh, Trent can't do it all. He can't get them all." So he's working hard trying to get some shots up. When Trent Noah sends him the ball, he missed the second free throw. Jackson gets the rebound. 24-21. Darren Jackson down quickly. Right side three is up and no good. With the rebound taken off of there by William Johnson. Left corner three is good by Nathan Smith. And Campbell County has a 27-21 lead. Noah hands it off outside to Reggie Cottrell. Now Huff. And there is a three that's put up and no good. That was a little bit too quick maybe with the hand in his face for Noah. And not a good time for that miss either. Down by six. They need to stop right now. Jackson hands it off, going down the lane, trying to get involved. Missing the driving layup in there is Connor Weinel, who's not yet scored. Now, here's Cottrell. And he stopped and he got called for traveling. I didn't think that was a walk. I thought he put the ball.
Yeah. He's overcome that down there right hand.
It looked a little bit odd, but.
Yeah. He, from what I've heard about him, he would have taken that shot, but he's got a, folks, he's got a, a bandage, bandaged thumb. I don't know if it's his wrist, but it's his prominent hand, and it shows he resorts to the left.
Jackson down the lane, off to Wynell, can't get a shot away. Jackson takes it back, sends it outside to Smith. They cover him up, and now Jackson heads back out front, takes it. 4:48 to go in the half. Six-point lead for Campbell County. Jackson, long, long three, no good. Rebound, wow. Trento went way up to get that rebound.
One-hand curl.
That's his.
There he goes.
He's got the ball right now, takes it down through the lane, the left side, spins back in, puts a shot up and left it short. Rebound is taken by Jackson, but we get a jump ball called.
Campbell County's ball, I believe.
J.C. Carter, not Johnson, as I said. And the ball is going to go over to Campbell County. So we've been stuck at 27-21 several times up and down. And, you know, I think what we got right here is a case, really, sometimes you can be in great shape and you can get winded a little bit. I think Trent knows a little winded. Well, he's played so hard and done so much here early. He's ready, but we're still, you know, we're a minute and a half probably away from getting a timeout. So a couple of possessions here. Jackson driving right side, goes all the way in, puts it up off the glass, good. Boy, Garrett Jackson, 10 points for him.
Is he a contributor?
29-21. Here is the ball in the hands of Reggie Cottrell now. Napier takes it beyond top of the key, driving the left baseline, and a jump shot put up and in by Maddox Huff.
That's the Huff we saw Wednesday night.
Needed that one. 29-23. 3.5 to go now. First half of action. Here, out near the timeline is Jackson. Gives it up to Wynell. Rotating around, Smith takes it, and he dribbles from left to right across the key. Comes back to the left, gives to Jackson. He's going to be defended by Cottrell and gives it up to Smith. Back to Garen Jackson. Down the lane, feeds it back. Wynell open for a three. No good. Rebound. Gathered in, guess who?
Noah.
Trent Noah gets it ahead to Huff. Maddox Huff goes up from 15.
Oh.
No good. Rebound taken by Wynell, and then they're through a bad pass. Picked off by Noah.
Oh.
He goes down, steps into a three, and buries it.
Folks, I hope we're not losing in translation. I've said that twice. I wish you could see this.
29-26. And again, he's got 21 of the 26.
What a show.
2:40 to go in the half. Napier out defending against Sorgan Fry. Now Smith, left corner, and they threw it a little wide, and Jackson just got a hand on it. Jackson points to himself, says, I should have caught that one. Ball goes out of bounds back to Harlan County, and we get the timeout. 2:29 left, first half, Campbell County 29, Harlan County 26. We'll be back at Rupp in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
.229 left to play here in this first half, and Campbell County owning a three-point lead. They've kind of been in control a little bit, but Chance for Harlan County to get a little closer, even tied up with a three here. As here's Huff beyond the top of the key. Works back and forth on the dribble, moves down the left side. Still has the dribble, moving in, and finally he's going to have to give it up. Outside, there is Cottrell for a three that's no good. And the rebound claimed by Garen Jackson. Runs it down the left side, looking, doesn't have anything, goes down in the left corner, gives it down there to William Johnson, but gets it right back, and now with a minute 53 to play in the half, Jackson will set the offense. Operating against I don't know, this is kind of matchup zone, I think. It's hard to tell. I believe they're matching up in the zone. There's a three up, and it's no good by Xavier Francher, and the rebound comes to Harlan County, and here they go. Maddox up, dribbles right. Doesn't have anything. Spins back, goes up from 15 feet, knocks down a jumper.
Pop likes to have the trailer behind him. He uses his body without letting him get around. And then they use that as leverage to spring him into the middle and get the point. That's two that he's done today in the paint.
He's got 7 points. He's only 2 of 8 from the field. But again, missed some shots that we were used to seeing him make in the opener yesterday.
Right.
But hey, here is a three by Sorgan Fry. Good. Just from the right of the key. He got open. Sorgan Fry with 6 points. He's hit a pair of 3-point shots, and it's a 4-point game. There's a jump shot put up, and it rims out this time for Trent Noah. 48 seconds to go in the half. Sorgan Fry going down, sends it left corner. Francher a three, good. It's F-A-N-C-H-E-R.
7-point lead. If you didn't know the scoreboard, you're just watching, you wouldn't think there's that variance because you'd be focusing so much on Noah.
Yeah, here's Napier with the ball over on the left side, floats it back out to Maddox Huff, and now with 25 seconds to go, they will let the clock run down a little bit. Harlan County has the possession arrow. Score here, come out to begin the second half, get a basket, and you're right back knocking on the door again, but let's see if they first can get a score. Campbell County trying to get that stop. They dump it left side, and they go inside. Cottrell lays it up. He didn't get fouled, apparently. He missed a shot with that right hand. He can't really get a grip on the ball, it seems like. And so the first half comes to an end with Campbell County holding the advantage, 35-28 over Harlan County. Don't go away. We've got a sports writer who covers Harlan County and that area on a regular basis. He's going to come join us during our halftime show, and we'll be back with that 90 seconds from now. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Back here at halftime, well, Campbell County owns a 7-point lead over Harlan County in a first half where Trent Noah has had a phenomenal half of basketball, 8 of 13 from the field, 4 of 5 from the 3-point line. They only have him with 2 rebounds, I guess that's right, but he has 21 points, 21 of their 28, but they're down by 7. And we'll see what happens here in the second half. But a guy who can tell us a whole lot about Trent Noah and everything happening down in Harlan County is John Henson, and he's joining us right now. John, good evening.
Hi, good to be here.
Hey, great to have you with us. John has a Mount Sterling connection. He has this daughter, and her name is?
Samantha.
And she married this guy named?
Brandon.
And Brandon's last name happens to be?
Fruth.
And when people around Mount Sterling hear the name Fruth, they think of the Fruth twin brothers running around at it. They're now beginning to be older ages. We used to see them running all the time.
Uh-huh.
So your son-in-law is a guy who played basketball in Montgomery County, and so you've heard all about Mount Sterling, don't you?
I've heard quite a bit the last few years. Yeah, they're actually both of them were back there along with my two granddaughters, so they came to watch the Black Bears today. Samantha, you know, being from Harlan County, came by to watch. This is not didn't happen every year, so kind of cool. You got a Harlan County connection.
Where do you actually live?
In Harlan.
You're in Harlan? What's going on? You know, you hear so many, I think, negative things, really, because of the economy and what's left in Harlan. But what about when you live there? Sometimes it's a little different feeling.
Well, you know, I've been there most of my life, except for a few years in college and a couple of years in Western Kentucky when my dad was working out there, and I love Harlan County. It's changed a lot. You know, almost 80,000 people in the 1930s. One time 12 high schools in Harlan County, now just the two with Harlan County and Harlan. So, you know, population has changed a lot with the coal mining industry declining as it has. But, you know, I still love it there. Highest Point, Kentucky, there, Black Mountain, and, you know, a lot of tradition, a lot of history. And this group here has been a lot of fun to follow, too. You know, this is one of probably the best team we've had at Harlan County High School. First win in the state tournament. This is great.
I guess we're just seeing the trend, Noah, that you've been watching night in and night out, right?
Well, for 5 years, yeah. He started as an eighth grader, and Harlan County lost in the regional finals that year to Knox Central. So you could tell then he was pretty special. He'll be an All-Stater this year for the third straight year. Player of the year in the 13th region, going to play at South Carolina in the SEC. So, he's one of the all-time greats in Harlan County, going back to Wawa Jones, Phil Cox, Charles Thomas, Mr. Basketball in 95, Nick Sanford. So, you know, he's in that group as one of the all-time greats.
And I feel like I have to repeat because when I went out and talked with Coach Kyle Jones before the first game yesterday, and he said, I said, tell me about Trent Noah. He said, hey, he's Mr. Basketball. And in any other year where you didn't have a Travis Perry who had set the all-time scoring record and headed to the University of Kentucky, he's Mr. Basketball,
well,
isn't he?
It's similar. Yeah, I think so. It's similar to 86 when Nick Sanford was an All-Stater. Okay, a guy named Rex Chapman was a senior that year. And I think that's pretty good comparison. You know, he was a major, major college prospect. And, of course, in the NBA 2 years after after he arrived in the UK, and you know, he's probably as good as we've had in the last 50 years. But now with Perry breaking these records and all that, that is a really tough competition, no question.
Are you in a position where you get to know the players much and what you're doing? You're writing.
Well, you know, actually, the funny thing is, you know, the newspaper business is not what it was when I started almost 40 years ago. I teach English at Harlan County High School now. So I do see them, Maddox Huff and Napier and Carter, three of the guys that played in this first half were all in my junior English class first semester. So, yeah, I know them pretty well now.
You cut them some slack, Coach?
No. They're all really smart. That was their honors group. They didn't need a lot of help. You know, if they're trying, we'll try to help them. But those guys, you know, they definitely already take care of business.
Yeah. How has it been to move from the newspaper world to teaching?
Well, it's different. I never did like mornings, and I could skip them in the newspaper business. I worked all night. But, you know, I'm back to being getting up at 6:30 again, and I told somebody I hadn't been up this early since I was in high school. You know, I didn't start teaching until I was almost 50, so it's a different career, but it's kind of fun, you know, focusing on the grammar and the writing, which is something I've done my entire life as a journalist. So at least I'm in a field that I'm comfortable with, and we're trying to improve ACT scores and things like that and get them ready for college. So I've enjoyed it.
Nobody can hear you now down in Harlan County, so I don't have to worry about being pretty. How is lunch at Harlan County High School?
Well,
what about the cafeteria? Do you go there?
It's not bad. You know, I bring lunch a lot of the days, though, because we don't have a whole lot of time, and I'll just get away a little bit you know, have a sandwich or something like that. But it's fine.
How about library sciences at Harlan County High School. Do you have a good library? How about the technology that's there and the use of computers and things within the school?
Well,
I'm not trying to put you guys back into the dark ages down there. I'm just trying to get a...
Well, I remember when I was at Eastern, you know, computers were just coming in the early 80s, and I would walk by the room in the library there, Crab Library there at Eastern, and just kind of looked at those things. I said, I don't know if I want to be around that. And, of course, the next year I was in a daily newspaper in Harlan working on the computer every day. So, you know, things get there at the same time as they do anywhere else, basically.
You can't take the sports writer out of you, can you? I mean, you still get an opportunity to keep on.
Oh, yeah, I have a website, harlancountysports.com, a lot of history on there, and then I write for the Harlan Enterprise. Now, it used to be Harlan Daily Enterprise, but Harlan Enterprise and Middlesbrough News, which are both 13th region towns. So, I enjoy it, and I've been kind of historian with that now that I've been doing it so long. So I would never give up sports. That's the fun part of life for me.
At the height of the coal business, name the high schools in Harlan County.
Oh, all 12 of them? That's actually, we talked about that in class. You know, I went to James A. Kaywood High School, which was Wallins Lowell Hall, and then Black Star had closed a few years earlier. Then in the Tri-City area, you had Cumberland, Benjamin Lynch, and you had two black schools at the time, you know, before integration, East Benham and West Main Street. And then Harlan's still there. Everett's was recently closed when Harlan County High School opened. I think I covered them all.
Yeah. Wasn't that Lynch East Main?
Lynch East Main, Lynch West Main. Lynch East Main, the school that stayed open until the 80s, won four state Class A championships and finished second four times from 59 to 71.
Yeah.
So some football tradition there at Lynch.
Didn't win in 1969, though, because Mount Sterling came to Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
And won 14-12 with a long scoring drive that ended in the closing 2 minutes of the game.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a – and then Mount Sterling went on, won state championship.
Yeah, Lynch won in 68. Joe Washington was the star running back that year, all-state running back. And I didn't – I forgot all the records, but I'm sure that's true.
It was a great time for high school. Class A football in the 1960s was tremendous. You had so many teams, and of course only eight got to go play in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, you know, you had to win a district to get in the playoffs then, so it was brutal. Just to, 1 year Harlan in 68 was the year Harlan and Lynch tied, and Lynch won the Dickinson system, the tiebreaker. So they get in and win a state championship in 68. Harlan finishes 10-0-1, and then didn't even make the playoffs. And they might have been the second best team in the state that year. So, things were different then. Obviously, only three classes, but I've heard a lot of stories. I can vaguely remember the 60s, but some great, great players and great teams.
People like to they like to talk about those days now, don't they?
Well, you know, I'm like that now. You know, I go back to the 80s, so I can give you a lot of history of the 70s and 80s. I can remember. I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember who won the 52nd district in 1975. So that's kind of useless information, except for a sports writer. Sometimes it comes in handy.
Yeah, and always good conversation.
Yeah.
Is there a good barber shop in downtown Harlan?
Yeah, I'm sure there's still several.
Still
yeah,
barber shop.
Yeah, yeah,
good,
not the same.
Good little cafes, places to eat.
There are a couple of restaurants that have opened up fairly recently. Not as many as there once was, obviously, but we have all the fast food now that showed up in the late 70s, and things changed some then, just like most towns, McDonald's and Wendy's and all that.
But how excited are the people down in Harlan about Trendall going to South Carolina?
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of South Carolina fans the next 4 years because, you know, I was a Vanderbilt fan in the 80s when Phil Cox, we were sports editors of the school paper together and knew each other pretty well. Me and some of my friends followed Vandy for those 4 years and just jumped back on the Kentucky bandwagon later. But, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people, including me, following South Carolina the next 4 years.
Have you been in Mount Sterling anytime lately?
I've been through there a couple of times, but no, not a whole lot. I hear a lot of Mount Sterling stories from my daughter, though. She goes there quite a bit.
And you got a grandchild?
Two grandchildren now. One is about to turn two, and then Nora, she arrived the day after Christmas, so two grandchildren.
The Hensons and the Fruits got together, and who knows, maybe there'll be a great athlete coming out of that union.
Well, I know Brandon was really good there at Montgomery County, and then Samantha played for Harlan, so hopefully, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. John Henson, thanks so much for talking with me, and it's good to catch up, and always good to know about an area where, you know, you kind of have to be going to Harlan to go to Harlan, don't you?
Yeah, you know, major highways going through. I've complained about that for years in the newspaper, but it's a little bit off the beaten path, even though there's still, you know, 26,000 people there. It's you have to be planning to be there, I think, yeah.
Good deal. Thanks so much. Enjoy the conversation, and good luck to Harlan County here in the second half.
Yeah, hope to get a comeback here.
John Henson, our guest, and we'll be back and have some first half stats and get the second half underway 90 seconds from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
I have no idea what Trent Noah is drinking in that big.
He's got his
gallon,
own jug.
Gallon jug. I mean, it's a big jug. It's a gallon jug, and he will drink the entire gallon of water pretty much in the course of a game. I mean, he's in fact some little manager brought him a cup of water earlier, and he drank it too.
He drops it in flat. No one touches the jug. And folks, we're only 8.5 feet behind the bench. So whenever the home team is here, we get to study their coaching strategies, the player interaction, which I love. I think you can tell a lot about our advantage in what we're watching. But it's only one team.
First half, Trent Noah, 8 of 13 from the field. The rest of Harlan County's team, 3 of 15. He made 4 of 5 threes. Everybody else was 0 for 5. He made 1 of 1 free throw. And then Maddox Huff was 1 of 2. That's the story, really, offensively. He has been it so far for Harlan County. And they'll move from right to left on your dial as they have the ball down by 7 to begin the second half. They go down low inside. Spinning, weaving, putting up a shot, but not getting it down is J.C. Carter, but rebounded and put back up and no good
straight
by
up.
Maddox Huff. Put it back up and in.
Dan, they opened with the same play the second half in the previous opening game. Everybody focuses on Noah. Noah makes the release underneath, and they score the bucket.
35-30, the score. That for Harlan County, that was Carter with the 2 points, and there's a three. Good. Knocking it down, Brock Sorgenfrey, and he has hit three threes and is 38-30, an 8-point lead here. Trent Noah, skip pass over on the right in the left corner. Nothing there. Here again, I think it's a real hindrance more than they would let on.
Oh.
The fact that we've got the injury to Reggie Cottrell, and he's not going to shoot the ball, I don't think, unless he really has to.
Well, it's his wrist. And he did take the bandage off that separates between his thumb and his first finger. That's going to give him a little more flexibility to provide the pain and suffering is not that much between the two.
Early pressure by Harlan County, but Campbell County able to get the ball in the offensive end. They'd bounce down inside, get it back on the right side, and the three is up and no good.
Oh.
And the two players, they were able to take it away from Noah. And Garen Jackson, a three that's no good. And the rebound is going to be Saved down there by Smith. He floats it back out to Jackson. Third try, Sorgen Fry. Left corner, Smith.
Good block.
We got a foul.
Is the block tough?
I think blocked it out of bounds.
Yeah.
They call it a.
I didn't see a hand. He hit the ball after the release.
So it comes into Jackson, way out on the left side. Campbell County, left to right on your dial here at Rupp. Here's Sorgen Fry dribbling down the corner and almost loses it, recovers.
Whoa.
And then a traveling violation is called.
He did pick up the dribble and shuffled a little bit.
Connor Weinel has not scored in this game. And I just looked at the list. He does have. Weinel has 3 points. Weinel has 3 points, and he hit that last basket that I think I credited to Smith. There's a three that is up and no good by Trent Noah. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Harlan County. Trent Noah, I think, right now has got to relax just a little bit.
Oh, the wrong guy.
They allowed the ball to be inbounded by the wrong team.
He handed the ball. The guy snuck out. He's laughing now.
Yeah.
The Campbell County guy said, I'll take it out. They gave it to him.
Nathan Smith was the guy.
Yeah.
He got his hand in the cookie jar, but
he's
he didn't get
laughing.
Caught. Here outside, there is a three that's up, and it's no good by Reggie Cottrell. Cottrell, the rebound. And
there's another key with him. Cottrell went up. But Danny couldn't brace his fall with his right arm. Did you see that?
They called a travel right there. And I mean,
no, he just landed flat.
He had moved. He came down, but he has not moved. He's going to come out of the game. He just said, it's broke. I can't do anything with it. Sad. Yeah, hated for a young man. And back to into the game now is Napier. Here's a ball deep in the left corner. They bounce it inside. Weinel trying to get a shot, couldn't. Right side, Sorgen Fry. They didn't get to him in time enough. Driving in, they get it back to Sorgen Fry. Another three, good. He's the man right now. He's got four threes. 41-30, and Harlan County needs points. And going inside, and the ball is thrown away. Penetrating into the lower left block was Maddox Huff, and he thought somebody was in the left corner, but there was nobody there. He just threw that ball away. And now Harlan County really put to the test on defense. They've got to get some stops. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They're down by 11. Here dribbling right across the key is Smith. Sorgen Fry deep in the right corner. Tries to drive with it, then gives out Jackson. Darren Jackson is being defended by Trent Noah, driving through on the baseline, right side going under, reverse layup is good by William Cole Johnson, his first points of the game, 43-30 in Harlan County. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a timeout. Here's Huff, goes to Trent Noah, right side, looking, goes in to the lane, dumps it down low, little ball fake going up, missing it, tipping it, no good, but we've got a foul. And we'll have shots coming. Free throws for Caleb Johnson, a 6'4 junior.
It's so easy. You see players jumping underneath. They're being contested, but they short arm it. The key is the angle for the board. I keep saying this, and soft off the board. It's your best friend. It's your best teammate. But he's making up. He made one. He's got two free throws. He made the first one.
Weinel knocks down the free throw. I mean, not Weinel, but Caleb Johnson. He makes a pair, much needed by Harlan County. 43-32. They get down. Garen Jackson flips it up, and it spins around and rolls in. Got it down in a hurry against the Harlan defense. 45-32. Here's Noah driving, spinning in the lane, hands it back outside. There's a three that's up, and it is no good by J.C. Carter. The ball goes out of bounds. And it'll go to Campbell County. Now coming out of the lineup is Caleb Johnson, and he's replaced in there by Reggie Cottrell. But Cottrell, for the listeners, he wears a big white headband. He's got a ton of hair on top of that head. goes down, covers up his number in the back. There's a three left side that is good.
Johnson.
And that was Johnson that nailed that three over there. And the three-point basket makes it 48 to 32. It seems to have happened so quickly now. You look up, 3:47 to go, third quarter. We got a 16-point game, and we'll be back here in just a minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Campbell County has made 9 of 20 three-point shots. Harlan County, 4 of 13. 5 threes, 15 points. The margin is 16. And that's just, that is really the difference that I see in this game. It's just Campbell County being able to knock down 45% of a whole bunch of three-point shots. And they're getting them from, well, Franzen's hits one. Sorgen Fry has hit four. Fancher has hit one. Johnson has hit one. Smith has hit one. Weinel has hit one. I mean, that's a bunch of guys shooting the ball well from the perimeter. And now here's Cottrell with it. Cottrell gives it across, and we get a whistle away from the ball.
He's holding Noah. The 20.
It's going to be against Nathan Smith.
Nathan Smith.
It's his second foul. Both have been on Smith, both in this second half, in this third quarter, 3:33 to go.
Oh.
Down inside, they
Whoa,
get it.
Oh, what a play.
Pass to Noah, he lays it up and in.
That was number five the coach called underneath the goal. I like coaches who call out-of-bounds plays. What, you know.
Hey, you can get easy points or you can a lot of times get nothing. Sorgen Fry, a three in and out in the rebound. Trent Noah gets it. Noah brings it himself right down the middle. Does
he's going up.
Transition, keeps the dribble. Still dribbling, now he's picked it up. Gives it out. Maddox Huff drives into the lane. A little floater off the rebound.
Oh.
Off the glass, no good. The rebound is battled for. He can't hold it.
He can't hold the ball with
that. Lost it. Jackson gets it.
That cast, the band.
Jackson, that's a charge, I believe. Noah block.
Are you serious?
I thought he stopped. It looked to me like Napier was there a long time waiting, but the official is a lot closer than I am. The foul on Brody Napier.
I think the goal, then, is to get rid of charging fouls. And that we're just going to, I mean, that was a charge. That guy was planted there at 2:30 this afternoon.
2:54 to play here in the third quarter. It's a 14-point lead for Campbell County. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
6'2 senior William Cole Johnson at the free throw line puts the first shot up and in. His 6 points all have come here in the third quarter. And now out of the Campbell County lineup is Nathan Smith. Second free throw is up and good again.
Nice touch, nice release. We saw him at three.
50-34. This looked like such a close, tight game, and all of a sudden Campbell County just... They made threes, and Harlan County, I really do think that Trent Noah just got worn out a little bit. He's had such a big game. He's got 23 so far, but he's the workhorse. Here is a back cut and going under, laying it up and in. Noah, he got wide open that time.
He almost dunked it.
Maddie Tuff got it to him.
Nice shot off the glass.
He thought better. He said, I don't want to waste that extra energy. Better not dunk that one. Here is Jackson, right corner, driving in. Pass to Weinel. He gives it up inside and putting it up and in and drawing the foul.
Weinel was really unselfish.
William Johnson. Weinel.
You think he's going to take a shot, but he never looks for the shot, at least tonight.
He's letting William Johnson have his points here in this third quarter, and Johnson is happy to get those. He's going for his 10th point of the quarter. And the free throw is up and no good. The rebound lost out of bounds. And it's going to be Harlan County's ball. And, boy, the Campbell County bench didn't like that.
They're all dressed in black. I don't think they like that.
It's 52-36. Harlan County needs just a little bit of a run here in this third quarter if they're going to try to get back in this game. Cottrell is back in the game.
Without the brace.
And now he doesn't have the brace on. Here is Maddox, hands it off to Cottrell. Top of the key. Noah. And there is a three that's put up and it doesn't go down. He got the rebound.
Oh.
Put it back up and in. Cottrell.
Cottrell, there's the Cottrell we've heard about.
52-38. It's a big basket right there. Off the miss by Maddox Huff. Got it, able to put it back in. Here is.
Now, oh, there he is, Dan.
Sorgan Fry.
Look at Cottrell.
Cottrell all over Sorgan Fry, and now Jackson takes it. Back in the game is Zach Franzen. Ball knocked away by Cottrell.
Whoa.
Goes after it. It's in the backcourt. Battling to pick it up. Players
hit
the deck.
Me?
Franzen finally gets it back.
Man, that's the Cottrell we've heard about.
And then we get the foul called. Noah gets his first foul coming into backcourt trying to see if he might pick up an easy two there, and he got called for the foul as they battle for the ball. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. They're in a kind of a half-court defense that they're trying, not really to trap, but put an extra pressure on the guards. Aaron Jackson sends it right side, driving Franzen. Try to reverse layup, no good, but rebounded.
Oh.
Taken away. Napier.
Fouled
him.
Oh, man.
That'll be on Franzen. As Napier came out of there with it. So, with 1:10 to go in the quarter, chance for Harlan County here. And coming out of the game is Franzen. Back in for Campbell County is Xavier Fancher. F-A-N-C-H-E-R. Not a rancher, a Fancher. Here is...
Smaller down.
Yeah. No, he couldn't get the shot. Oh, a beautiful pass inside. Cottrell lays it up and in.
Cottrell, I keep bringing him up. The coaches said, are you sure he took that bandage off? And he's going back to the player we've heard.
52-40. 44 seconds to go. Charge.
Oh, makeup.
Driving out of that baseline. William Cole Johnson called for the charge. It'll go back over to Harlan County.
I don't know. I will say it was less of a charge than the last one. I'll drop it there. I'm not saying either way. Makeup. We've got guys that are with towels now, Dan. Have you noticed?
Yeah, we do have. Little bitty guys running out with towels.
Yeah, must have heard us the other night talking about player safety.
42.6 seconds to go.
They'd love to get this to single digits, Dan. Going in the fourth quarter, if Harlan can make it a two or three here, get this in single digits.
Long way to go. Campbell County has the ball to begin the final quarter as we stand now. Here is Noah at a high post. Goes, turns right, goes under, lays it up and in. What a great move by Trent Noah there. 52-42. They scored six in a row. Back within 10, 28 seconds to go. There's a turnover. And going in is Maddox Huff, lays it up and in.
Well, I said single digits.
52-44. I didn't think they could get there, but they have. Here down the right side, trying to get a shot, take
Jackson
it away.
Oh,
no.
Drive.
They got it back, and there's a three. Good by Sorgenfrey. Well, he's got 5 3-pointers, 55-44, and that's how the quarter will end. Well, what a run, and then the momentum was really kind of turning to Harlan County. I think it still has a little bit, but, boy, a big basket by Sorgenfrey. Who is now 5 of 7 from the 3-point line for his 15. End of three quarters, Campbell County leading Harlan County 55-44, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
County down by 11. This was a 52-36 lead for Campbell County. And then an 8-0 run was going for the Black Bears to get it back to single digits. And then Sorgenfrey buries his third three of the third quarter and fifth of the game.
What an offsetting three.
Right at the end. That was a huge blow, but Harlan County still has 8 minutes trying to see if they can make up this 11-point deficit. And Campbell County has the ball with a chance to extend it right now. Camels are awfully solid. Here is the ball in backcourt. Jackson, in some trouble, has killed the dribble. But he is able to get it to Sorgenfrey. Spins away from the defense.
Whoa.
Goes under, lays it up and in. What a play by Sorgenfrey.
He's got the whole package too. He's smooth.
He's very thin and
yes.
Yeah, he's a senior, 6 foot. They list him 150. Oh. Down inside. Oh. Trent Noah gets knocked down.
I didn't think they called. Oh my God. Yeah. You can hear that from here.
The foul is going to go against Connor Weinel. Two shots are coming for Trent Noah. It's kind of amazing, really, that Noah has shot only one free throw in this game.
I think they are going inside. I mean, he's got the opportunity to turn around with the jumper. He can dish it back out for the three. And as we've seen, he's got three assists, I think, just underneath.
So they get a little moisture off the floor right in the lane before going to the line as Trent Noah has made his only free throw. He has 27 points. And he rattles around, and it does stay in. Boy, I thought that was going to kick up over the front of the rim and fall off, but it stays in.
Dan, as we've said, he's going to play at the next level of South Carolina, but he's got a frame already for it. You know,
Yeah, they could have used him this week.
Yeah.
57-46 as he knocks down here.
Oh.
And a steal inside.
Oh, off his foot. Yeah. I thought it was a shin, but I guess the foot counts all the way up to the knee, I guess.
How about upsets? Auburn is gone from the NCAA. Yale 78, Auburn 76, I've just been told. Wow. There's a three out of the left corner that is no good, but the rebound picked up, and Wine will throw it away. Shot was missed down in the left corner by Nathan Smith. Wino got the rebound, and I don't know what he thought he saw. Picked up a reflection of somebody in a black suit up there in the stands or something and threw it out of bounds. Napier brings it down for Harlan County. 7:13 to go. Here is Zoa, top of the key. And Matt underneath. Ball fake, and we get a foul, and that'll be two shots. And hey, that's great. You know, with no time going off the clock, you get a chance if you can make free throws. Xavier Fancher gets a foul call. To the line will go J.C. Carter, who has only 2 points in the game. That's the other thing. Get a chance to maybe Carter can knock down free throws, get him involved offensively a little bit, and cut the lead back to single digits with 7:06 to go. Not now, though. He missed the first. Hit hard off the back of the iron. Timeouts. Harlan County has 4. Campbell County has all their timeouts left. The free throw is up and good. His third point. 10-point game, 57-47. Timeout taken by Harlan County. Just over 7 to go. Don't go away. Harlan County trying to make a comeback. Campbell County trying to hang on. We'll be back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We got another NCAA score with Colorado beating Florida 102-100. Again, Yale over Auburn 78-76. Texas A&M is trailing Nebraska. That one's still early, 17-13. But the SEC is having a bit of a tough time in the NCAA tournament, not just Kentucky. They're going to have to get some more water in the jug for the next time out. Here we go. Campbell County with the ball, come the length of four, and now it's full court pressure put on. Pass comes into Jackson, whips a pass down to Sorgan Pride, midcourt, dribbles toward the lane.
Cottrell
fell down,
on.
But got rid of it. And now here's Jackson with it out near the timeline. Jackson puts it on the deck, being defended by Noah, who got poked in the eye, I think. He's okay, it appears, and now working out on the perimeter. Jackson, slow shovel pass inside to Weinel, back to Smith, left corner. Jackson takes it beyond the three-point line. Clock at 6:35. Noah trying to slap the ball away from Jackson, but couldn't. He got Fancher in the game. He's got it right now. Gets back over to Jackson and going for the steal and fouling. He is Trent Noah.
That's his second.
That's his second.
Boy, he averages 30 a game. He's at 29. It's hard not to focus just on him, and yet you realize Harlan is trailing by 10 with 6:24 to go.
Pass to Jackson. Jackson gets away from Noah.
There he is.
There's Sorgan Fry for a three, and he missed one. And a rebound high to get it.
Napier,
and then the ball is deflected out of bounds by Jackson. It'll belong to Harlan County, and they'll come down with a chance to get the lead back down to single digits.
Well, they're counting.
No trouble getting the ball in, but they do, and we get a quick foul on Sorgan Fry.
Sorgenthau pushed. I think Sorgenthau tripped just a little bit and caught his weight. And I don't think it was any acting job done by Napier. He pushed him, and the ref was 5 feet away.
That's three fouls on Campbell County here in the final quarter, and we're less than 2 minutes in. Noah dribbles down across the timeline, bounces it over the right side to
Maddox. Had him by the waist.
Yeah, there's another foul that's going to go against Campbell County.
He had his jersey and his trunks.
Nathan Smith, gets his third, and now that's four fouls. Harlan County is going to get a chance to go to the free throw line on the next foul. So I think that's a big possession right here. They get a basket here.
Yeah.
They're going to feel like they have kind of reconnected a little bit. Here is Maddox, up. And down the baseline, goes up, puts it in.
Good shot.
He waited. They kind of left him. And he put it up and in. And it's 57-49. Down right side, Weinel goes under the basket and threw it away. Maddox up with it, running out. Running down the left side. Stops. We get a foul.
Huff and Cottrell really picking it up there. Huff saw it. He went in on three of them. He knew one of the three would foul.
The foul is going to be on Sorgenfrey, his second. And Maddox Huff will have two shots here. Huff now with 9 points in the game. And cut this back to a six-point game. He puts it up and in.
Huff is a good teammate of Noah, but he doesn't wait on Noah. There's the personality of Cowder. He said, I was a school teacher, administrator. And now he's got his own stamp of personality of this team.
Timeout is taken by Coach Brent Souter of Campbell County. Glenn, and we'll be back. 5:41 left in this game. Campbell County, their lead at 7 over Harlan County, 57-50. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Manning up the free throw line as we come back to Rupp Arena. Can cut the lead to 6. He rolls it in. 57-51. Press applied. Here in Jackson, double team, gets rid of it. Driving down across the timeline.
Oh.
And Sorgenfrey gets it. Gives it back out to side to Smith. And
Weinel
was not looking, but he got it anyway. Here's Sorgenfrey. Hooks it past to Jackson. And they're just trying to slow the pace right now. And here's Jackson dribbling right, goes up, flips it up, no good. Oh. Rebound, Maddox up.
Soft off the board, hit the back lip of the rim and came off.
Here's Huff, dribbling top of the key. They've been kind of, flirting with disaster
there
on defense.
There he is.
Top of the key, and the three is on the way and no good.
Oh.
Rebound was tipped, but Campbell kind of gets it. Jackson running down, feeds it to Weinel. And now Jackson gets it back. That would have been a big goal right there. Didn't get it. Sorgenfrey, a three, good.
Goodness gracious.
Right corner. It wasn't Sorgenfrey. It was Nathan Smith.
Nathan Smith.
23 instead of 13. And the lead at 9, 60-51. So pressure back on the offense for Harlan County. Trent Noah gives over to Reggie Cottrell. And Cottrell got fouled. Boy, they're just letting him push and shove.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Sorry, folks.
That's unbelievable what we saw right there. I mean, he grabbed him. It looked like it was like at the end of a game and you were trying to intentionally foul.
And it happened 15 feet in front of us, but he was trying. That's exactly right. It'd be like 5 seconds intentional foul. And everybody in the audience was waiting for the foul to be called. He called it after about 6 seconds.
Cottrell's free throw is up and no good. And he's so frustrated because he just is struggling to shoot the ball with that right hand, and now we're going to get back into the game for Harlan County. Caleb Johnson coming in, replacing J.C. Carter. He tries to cut the lead to 8 with 4:26 to go, and he knocked it down. He's got 5 points, and now we get a timeout taken by Harlan County. 60-52. They trail Campbell County with 4:26 left in the game, and we're back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
We got 4:26 to go. Campbell County, an 8-point lead. They got the ball, and they throw it down to Garen Jackson, who gets it behind the back. Goes left side, going in. Foul, no call. Shot, no good. Rebound taken by Trent Noah.
That was a big miss.
Here is Trent Noah spinning. Oh. Dumps it down low to Napier. Napier has to go back outside,
good
though.
Save. Good save.
And a good decision by Napier, too, because he was just going to get his shot blocked, maybe taken away. And down the lane, putting it up and in.
Huff said, I'll take it.
Maddox Huff.
He waved Trent Noah off, said, I'll take it.
60-54. The lead at 6. And the ball lost out of bounds.
We didn't see it.
We couldn't see it because the entire bench for Harlan County standing up in front of us is a far corner.
Seems like the crowd agrees with them.
We get a foul call, and it was on Cottrell, and that's his first. Harlan County folks thought that was a takeaway, I think, but didn't happen. Now Sorgenfrey, the ball is kicked by Maddox up, and they'll inbound it again with 3:48 to go. 6-point game. Everything you would expect going on right now for a quarterfinal round game in the Sweet 16, folks. Jackson throws it down across the timeline to Weinel, who falls down into backcourt, but got rid of the ball. Driving in, they get it back out to Jackson. Over it goes to Sorgenfrey. They don't let him shoot. Down inside, Weinel puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. And that was a good foul by Cottrell because it took away a dead layup. And Weinel will go to the free throw line. He has 3 points in the game.
That's as aggressive as I've seen him on the shot, but he was underneath.
He rolls the free throw in for his 4th point.
I believe if Cottrell just had his hands up, that shot was going to be too strong, but it was a foul.
Caleb Johnson comes back out into the game is J.C. Carter. The second free throw is good, and it's an 8-point game again, 62-54. Here's going into the lane. Trent Noah puts it up and in.
He was fouled, hitting the head.
And they didn't call it. Noah cuts it back. 6-point game going inside.
There's
no foul call there.
No.
There's another foul with no call. Both, one each way.
Coach Souter's going crazy.
And here is down the right side. We get the ball outside. There is a deep three by Huff. That's no good. Long rebound. Taken by Sorgenfrey. Lead pass. Weinel goes under, lays it up and in.
Big basket there. Back to 8 points. 2:53 to go. 64-56. Campbell leading Harlan County.
Harlan County devoting everybody going to the offensive glass there. Nobody back. There's a three by Trent Noah. It's good. And a timeout is taken.
31
by Harlan
points
County.
For Trent.
64-59. 64-59. 2:39 to go. Harlan County only has one timeout left, but we'll get another timeout, a media timeout, that's at the next break in this game. Campbell County, their need is just really to protect the ball and run the clock, but you get too conservative. And again, this Harlan County team, they're coming at them really hard, trying to force turnovers in the game. Campbell County has turned the ball over only 9 times. Harlan County 11. And I don't know, but a bunch of those 9 have come here in this late run that's being made by Harlan County.
I always enjoy the personality of each tournament. We've got the nice balance of fans from Harlan County and the balance of fans from Campbell County. I enjoy watching the people here just because they love the state tournament and see what team that they embrace. It's pretty equal in this one. There's a lot.
I think so. I think they're.
We said there's a real appreciation at the outset when you mentioned the fact that these teams are so well balanced.
I think there's a favoritism a little bit for Harlan County
right now,
only because they're behind.
Yes.
If Campbell County was behind, there'd be a little more sentiment probably for Campbell County. People will do that a lot. Boy, then it comes down to the last shot. They don't know who to pull for.
That's right.
Want the last shot to be a game winner, maybe.
And we're going
to
see that. I think we may see that here.
Campbell County is going to come the length of the floor. They'll inbound it. Nathan Smith, 6'3", 190-pound senior, really a strong guy.
Yes, he is.
Sorgan Fry might get the ball. He's down there. And boy, I'd let him get it, try to double him. He's not very strong. They throw long for Sorgan Fry. He gathers it in, goes down, shot put up, no good. Sorgan Fry the rebound, and he is fouled. Fancher went down and had a chance at a layup and missed it. And now we'll get a timeout. 2:33 left. And coming out of the timeout, Campbell County with a 5-point lead will have two free throws. And we'll be back to see what happens in 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network. Don't go away.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
We're back. That was a common foul. So no free throws on that one.
No.
So inbounded Campbell County. 2:27 to go.
Big possession here for
Harlan. 5-point lead. And they throw it into backcourt. That's going to be over and back.
Wait a minute.
What are we doing here?
Again,
they're standing up in front of us. It should be.
The refs counted.
It's Harlan County's ball.
Yeah, it is. But they just count as a regular.
They just let it go out of bounds at the end. That's what happened.
That's
so,
true.
Entry pass comes. Trent Noah wants the shot. Goes inside. Goes up.
He
puts
got
it.
It.
And in, and drew the foul.
Oh, and an M1. 36 points. Harlan County now 61, Campbell 64, with starter Trent Noah at the line for the M1.
2:14 still to play.
That's a lot of time when you've got a 3-point lead, and it's not enough time when you're trailing by three.
But, and they have come from way back. They were down 21 in this game, I think, was the lead.
Wow.
The free throw is up. It's good.
It's good.
We got a 2-point game, 64-62. Campbell County the lead. They got the ball. Smith runs down the right side, bounces down the corner.
I think Campbell tends to get a little, I think we're going to see some holding here.
Any foul will result in free throws either way now.
Ooh.
As we get an offensive foul. Here's Jackson. Jackson dribbling out near the timeline. Campbell County with the lead. They're not going to take anything but a layup. And they handle the ball pretty well.
It's a long time to hold it.
Here's Sorgan Fry. The question is, who do you foul? Fancher, I think. He's out there. It might be a good choice. And instead, they end up fouling Jackson. And I don't know if that was a good choice. And
that's three.
Noah got his third foul.
I think he just, that's the leadership. He's a coach. Hey, we want the ball back.
Aaron Jackson has a dozen points. has not been on the free throw line in the game. Shooting two with his team up by two, and the free throw is up and good. Hit nothing but the bottom of the net there.
That's the longest shot we've seen him shoot today. I don't think he's shot a shot from the field, has he, Dan? It's been mostly underneath and driving.
Yeah. He's 6 of 11 from the field. Here's his shot up and good. 66-62. 1:36 on the clock.
They're going to go inside to Noah. They're going to post up to Noah.
Here is Napier looking. Goes to Trent Noah, top of the key. Clears himself. Fires a
three.
Oh, good.
Goodness.
I don't know how he made it.
40 points.
66-65.
1 point lead, Dan Manley.
Sorgen Frye. Weinel outside. They've got it in the half court. 1:15 to go. Here's and they come and foul Jackson, and they don't want to do that. The foul is going to be against. I don't know. I thought he signaled 23, but there's no 23 out there. Jackson again. Shooting two more free throws. He puts it up and in.
He's a cool customer.
65-7. Still 1:12 on the clock. And Jackson fires it. He got another
nothing
one.
Nothing but net.
68-65, the three-point lead. And we get a timeout. Campbell County still has three timeouts left. Harlan County has one. Harlan County, the ball down by three. We'll be back at Rupp Arena in just 1 minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Campbell County has not been in an overtime game all year. Harlan County has been in only one. They beat DeSales back in December in overtime. 92-83. How about this? Harlan County played in the PRTC Classic. I got no idea. Then the YMT Mountain Classic, the King of the Bluegrass, the Arby's Classic.
Wow.
Down in Tennessee, the Tim Short Auto of Corbin Classic, the Raymond Reed Classic, the Jock Sutherland Classic.
Goodness gracious.
All this season.
Six
they got
times.
The ball right now. They need 3 points. Boy, there's a foul out there. They really just let them play here.
Oh!
And there's a pass that's knocked away, but Trent Noah goes, gets it back, and then he gets fouled.
He gets fouled.
And he'll shoot two.
How about that recovery, Dan?
Yeah. The foul is on Connor Weinel. Trent Noah's going to shoot a pair of free throws if he can knock them down. It's a one-point game, and we got 1 minute to play. Free throw is good. Noah's got 41. He's got 41 and Huff's got 15. He fires it and it is good.
Oh no! Are you kidding me?
What'd they call?
They said he ran too soon off the free throw. Sorry, excuse me.
Oh goodness. Well, I didn't see it, so I mean
we're 10 feet away. I'm sorry.
68-66. Wow. Now there's in backcourt, Smith, Jackson, long cross-court pass down. And Campbell County's in the offensive court, 52 seconds to go. They lead by two. We get a foul. And they have fouled.
They fouled Napier. No, I'm sorry, Napier.
Napier fouled, and it's Smith who's going to go to the line.
They called Noah. Noah shot the free throw and said he...
Let's see if the free throws can be made, and there's one. If he can hit them down, it's a two-possession game.
Sure.
That's the thing about that free throw. Wow. What an unusual call. I can't tell you. I'm blocked out from seeing that free throw line.
I had it.
He missed it. Rebound Noah Wallace.
Noah 6'7", about 225.
He fires a long three. We are tied, folks, at 68 apiece. 36 seconds to go. Campbell County has three timeouts left. They get the ball, and they just want to run the clock down. We'll get a timeout, I think, at some point. Coach Brent Sounder, although he's
they know Jackson will not shoot from the floor. They know that Jackson will not shoot. He's a penetrator.
13 seconds to go. Clock at 11 and 10.
Here he goes.
Jackson penetrates and leaves it back. There is a three by Sorgenfried. No good.
Oh, Noah.
Noah's got it. 3 seconds to go from beyond midcourt.
Oh.
It hit off the backboard. Tipped up, no good.
Would that have been good?
That was going to go. That would have been good, I think.
Huff followed up and a quick release.
I don't know how he got the ball off it. Hard player, but we're going to overtime.
That 1 point with toe on the line.
Campbell County and Harlan County, 69 apiece. And we got overtime for you. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Stepping over the line.
We are back here at Rupp Arena. We're headed overtime. 4 minutes we play. They jump it up again.
Folks, we've seen some great games, and certainly the opportunity to get into tomorrow's Final Four. Harlan took advantage of that, and we're going into overtime. 4 minute overtime, 69-69.
44 points ties him for 8th all time in a state tournament game.
And they stay going the direction. Noah just verified that.
Tied with Ron King of Louisville Central.
Ron
we talked
King.
About him earlier. The tip is controlled by Harlan County. They got the ball headed off to the left. Campbell County trying to dig in and defense. Ooh. Down low. Trent Noah dumps it back outside. Driving in.
Cockrell
through a hot pass inside.
Whoa,
through the hands
hot.
Of J.C. Carter and out of bounds. And it goes to Campbell County. They'll have a chance now to draw first blood. Here is working it down, Garen Jackson, the little junior guard. They had a great first half. He's played well throughout, but he's got it right now.
Oh.
Bluffs a long three, and he doesn't want that shot.
No.
Smith, Lionel, left corner. They get it, driving the baseline. They get it back out to Jackson. He drives through the lane, hands it off, and driving
in.
And we got a traveling violation called on William Cole Johnson. So we played 43 seconds of the overtime and nothing's happened. Harlan County turned it over.
He wants to post Noah up.
Campbell County has turned it over. He's being guarded by Smith. He's over the right corner trying to move inside. There is a three that's up
and
by Reggie Cottrell.
Reggie's got the brace off. Took the brace off in two different nice release.
72-69. The timeout is taken by Campbell County. Well, to be here and watch what has happened with Reggie Cottrell over the course of this game, I mean, he started the game and he had his wrist taped up and the hand was taped up, and you could tell it was bothering him enough that he couldn't shoot the ball at all. And then the next thing you know, he took the tape off the wrist, and then before you know it, he took it all off, and all of a sudden, he has come back to score 8 points here in the second half of the overtime.
That was as good a release.
And
but you know, whatever the injury was that caused him to wear the brace is still there, and he's playing through it. That shows you the scouting report we had is how tough he is on both offense and defense.
Did you ever date a girl that had hair that long?
Now that, yes, I did.
Well, hey.
Yeah. A girl.
Yeah, a girl. Long, long hair.
Yes.
Touche. Here we go. Campbell County trying to see if they can lock it up. Sorgen Fry, a three from the left side. It's no good. Deep rebound, though. Jackson gets it. They've got it back. Smith, Jackson beyond the top of the key. Would like to drive, but now Francher thought about a three, but passed it up. Jackson looks
here
for a screen, gets it from
Wild.
Right side. Now back to Jackson.
They're clogging the middle, and they get Noah on Jackson. So Jackson wants to drive. He's getting directions from his coach.
Clock down to 2:20 left in the overtime. Hardin County, three-point lead. Campbell County, the ball.
Oh.
Knocked away by Napier, but they get it back. Campbell County has it still. Jackson on the left side. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Gives it down to the line, and now taken away. Cottrell made the steal.
Cottrell.
Gives it to Napier. Timeout taken by Harlan County with 2:05 to go. And it's a 72-69 lead for Harlan County. And they'll now have one timeout remaining. Campbell County has three. Possession arrow is Campbell County's way. So we got 2 minutes and 5 seconds, a long way. Let's step out. We'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Trinity and Evangel Christian are coming up after this. We've still got 2:05 to go in overtime number one. Entry pass goes into backcourt. Trent Nod dumped it back to Maddox Huff, who will bring it across the timeline. Maddox Huff down on the dribble. And now here is Trent Noah with it out in the center circle. Being defended by Smith. Dribbling around.
They're not stalling, but they're easing quiet, Dan. They're not deliberate stall, but...
Here is Huff dribbling around over here in the left quadrant. Back to the middle of the floor. Goes right side. Backs up near the hash mark.
Be careful.
Weaving and bobbing on the dribble. Foul. And now we get a foul outside. And that's going to be on... Not on Sorgen Fry. It's going to be on Fancher. Fancher gets his third foul of the game. And now two shots are coming for Maddox Huff.
He's done a good job on his free throws tonight, not to jinx. But
three out of four. Up, pulls the trigger, and he got it.
Nothing but net.
You like that because if you're Harlan County, because it gives you a two-score lead.
That's true.
And that means a lot. Every point, of course, means a lot at this point of the game. Free throws up and good again. He knocked down a pair. It is 74-69. Now, here, moving down on the left side, Sorgen Fry fires a three. No good off the side of the board. Rebound. Napier went to get it, and then
Napier.
He got fouled by Weinel.
Cottrell extended that left arm. The sophomore really diverted one of the best three-point shooters at Campbell County, hit the side of the backboard.
Now Napier will be at the free throw line. Brody Napier has not scored in this game. There's a pair of free throws with 1:21 to go. Napier Jr., 6 foot, 180 pounds, and he rolled it in. Crawled over the front of the rim.
Backspin, front of the ball, front of the rim. Much better than being too long.
75-69.
He
puts it up.
One.
He got it. Wow.
Harlan 76. Campbell County 69 with a minute 15 to go.
7-point game. Three scores. Got to get shots off. Franzen fires a three. No good. Rebound picked up in there by Huff, and Huff gets fouled. And with 1:09 to go, Harlan County on the verge of quite a comeback.
No question, typically, Dan, in an overtime, the momentum is the key. And when you're the team that's coming from behind, that momentum carries forward into the overtime session. Where Campbell was playing the clock to try not to lose, now the momentum has shifted with the team that took the lead.
Maddox, Huff, 5 of 6 from the line. Now he's 6 of 7. And coming in for Campbell County is Zach Franzen.
Huff is a junior as well. Cottrell's a sophomore.
Yeah, Napier will be back. Free throw good again. 78 to 69. What a 9-point game. There's a three up that is no good.
Oh,
the rebound.
Noah.
Trent Noah gets it. Trent Noah gets fouled.
He was at the rim on that one, Dan. There were seven players going for the ball. Noah went up all the way to the rim.
Well, again, this was a game that was an 11-point game at the end of three quarters, the lead for Campbell County. So quite a comeback. Free throw good. Noah just keeps putting them in.
He's 15 points above his average. He got 35 last night. He's at 44 today.
45 there and 46.
46, now. Yeah.
Wow. 80 to 69. There's a three by Sorgan Fry.
Who's got it?
He's got another rebound. Noah's got it. He gets fouled again. 50 seconds to go. And fouling out is Connor Weinel.
He's got the balance, the strength.
Weinel fouls out with 6 points. And
this is an impressive comeback. And I remember saying they were 12 down if they can get this to single digits. It was 1:07 to go in the third quarter. And they did cut it to 8.
Free throw is good again.
And they haven't stopped. We looked at maybe at 50 points for Trent Noah. Six signee for South Carolina Gamecocks.
47, 48. Or 47 now. It's 82-69. I mean, the game is over in the overtime period. And rolling under and getting the layup is Zach Franzen.
Oh, and back to Noah.
Here is Maddox up, getting down across the timeline, holds up, and we get a whistle and a foul, but no reason to foul.
Up is tough.
Sorgan Fry commits the personal, and Huff gets to go to the line, and he'll shoot two more. And all of a sudden, you look down, and Harlan County has made 22 of 25 free throws.
Harlan County.
The Black Bears are going to the semifinal round of the Sweet 16. And the shot is up and good. 48 points for Trent Noah, by the way.
Harlan, Cumberland, Lynch, all those communities around there, Black Mountain. Great community.
Fourth most points ever scored in a state tournament game right here.
And you and I saw it.
By Trent Noah.
Fourth point.
Free throw no good, but Huff puts it back in. Huff went down the lane after missing the free throw and put it back in. And it's 85 to 71. There is a three that is up and no good.
Jackson.
And the rebound by Napier. And
That's it.
Yeah, they didn't foul him. They're letting him go.
Oh,
15
no,
seconds.
No, no, no.
Down to Maddox Huff.
Look at this. Look at that.
He's dribbling the ball over.
Look at the crowd, Dan. Standing ovation by
the non-students. Non-Harlan County crowd is up on its feet, cheering on.
Oh, I've never seen
the Black Bears for what an incredible comeback.
Stand behind us as well. These are state tournament fans. Standing ovation.
Got a really feel for Campbell County.
Yes.
There was a time when it seemed like they had this game so under control, and Harlan County never lost sight.
Never.
Noah ends up with 48. Huff with 22. That's 70 of their 85. And I've been talking about what a low-scoring tournament this really has been. And Harlan County just put 85 on the board.
If you had left to get one of Jay Billis's favorite ice cream cones at the end of the third quarter, this game, you would come back and been surprised with Harlan.
We'll pause for just a moment now while we get a opportunity for the presentation of awards. But listen to that Harlan County crowd off to our left as their team went over to applaud the crowd.
Tournament quarterfinalist plaque and recognize a member of the Morgan & Morgan All-Tournament Team for the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Making the presentation are members
Fort
of the
Campbell County
Ice
tonight,
Athletic Association Board of Control.
Sorgan Fry had 17 points.
To the 2024 Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 All-Tournament Team from Campbell County High School. Number 12, Brock Sorgan Fry.
There you go. Sorgan Fry's name to the all-tournament team.
Yeah.
Brock Sorgan Fry, 6-foot senior. He made 5 3-pointers on the night, had 4 rebounds. He had 6 assists in the game. Garen Jackson, the junior guard, 16 points
Campbell
and 6
County
assists.
Will step forward to receive its quarterfinalist plaque for the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. And we congratulate Campbell County on a great season.
And they're out to get their trophy right now, and that'll do it. We'll come back with a real quick wrap-up and then start getting ready for our final game of the quarterfinal round. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Real quick, the individual scoring in the game for Campbell County. Sorgan Fry had 17. Jackson with 16. 12 for Smith. 9 for Johnson. Weinel with 7. And I don't want to leave anybody out here for Campbell County. And also Fancher. Franzen had 7 off the bench and 3 for Fancher. For Harlan County, Noah with 48. And to put that in perspective, Kelly Coleman had 68 for Wayland back in 1956 against Bell County. That was in the third place game. Richie Farmer had 51 for Clay County against Ballard in 1988. And Kelly Coleman had 50 against Shelbyville in that 1956 tournament. And Linville Puckett and Robert Brooks and Manuel Forrest with next with 47. They have been eclipsed by Trent Noah, fourth most points ever in a state tournament game with 48. He was 16 of 23 from the field, 7 of 10 from the three-point line, 9 of 9 from the free-throw line, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, blocked a couple of shots, had a steal, and the popcorn stand is empty, folks. He sold it all out here tonight. Huff with 22 points. And a great supporting role.
And
he took, I think, maybe some bad shots early just trying to take some pressure off of Noah. And then he finally settled in. He got 22. 3 for Carter. 8 for Cottrell. And what a great performance by him with 6 rebounds and 2 points for Napier. As moving on to Harlan County, the Black Bears, 33-4 now as they move into the semifinal round tomorrow, where they will face the winner of the last game coming up tonight between Trinity and Evangel Christian. We're going to step out for just a few minutes. It won't be long. We'll be back and be ready for the start of the final game of the quarterfinal round. Louisville Trinity, Evangel Christian, they'll tip off. The schedule is 8:30, and I assume they will stay with that. We'll be back very shortly. We head back to the studio. Jeff West will keep you entertained with some good music back in the studio, and then we'll return here in just a few minutes. For Glenn Leverage, I'm Dan Manley. For our entire crew, again, in overtime, what a finish. 85-71, Harlan County over Campbell County. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. So long for now from Rupp Arena.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.